would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand. Bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. Ready to let the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and what is it? What's the word burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above? Out of the sea, wish I could be part of that world.
That was probably our best one. He just kept
cheese,
going higher. I couldn't go.
Fans, random thoughts, so two tender. Best friends. Every Monday, tune on in, cause Jeff and Dave, we've just began. Dishing stories, serving laughs. Don't panic, now just relax. American cheese is where it's at. Oh yeah, we've got your back.
American Cheese Podcast.
I was slurping into the microphone.
I didn't really pick it up.
She said it was something else. What's it called? ASMR.
ASMR.
Why did you just say? Did you just cuss on the podcast?
It's kid lingo that we don't understand.
ASMR. What is this that you speak of?
Like that. Like when people they get slime and they go ASMR.
Speaking of teen slang, remember last week I talked about the ghost wipe.
Yeah.
Did you get any bad feedback about that? I didn't.
No, neither did I.
And so I sent you that clip.
Yeah, I saw it. I was laughing.
So today, totally random, Jack and Lincoln at Taco Bell. And I'm sitting at my computer doing work. And all I heard was Jack, "Hey, Lincoln." Lincoln goes, "What?" And he goes, "Ghost wipe." No. That's all I heard. And then he came out and he's like, "I wasn't expecting it after Taco Bell."
I wasn't expecting it?
He wasn't expecting it to be that clean first wipe.
Oh, I didn't
true.
Know that.
That's true.
So, Ella, we got big things going on with you.
Yeah.
You're the main star of the podcast this week.
Thanks, it's a big week for Ella.
We have a lot of questions. Next week, we have a job interview.
Yes. Well, actually, Friday.
This week, in a couple of days.
Like 2 days from now.
Like 2 days.
What are you going to wear? Have you thought about what you're going to wear?
What am I going to wear? I don't know yet. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm going to get there tonight. I will get there.
You're
going to
think about what you're going to wear? You're going to borrow something from your mom?
Probably not.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll figure it out. Yeah.
Are you nervous about the job interview?
Yes. Cause naturally I'm a people pleaser and I just want everyone to think good things about me. And so going into a job interview,
I think I mostly think good things about you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Only when you're not here, that's about the only time I think bad things about you.
Yeah. Why isn't she here right now? Why is she choosing Sadie and reading a book over reaching hundreds of people?
Jeff, have you ever had a bad job interview?
Bad job interview.
I really only
actually,
had one. Okay. Tell me about it.
I have had one.
Do you remember what it was for? Or can you say?
Yeah. No, I can't. It was actually not too long ago. I was interviewing for a church out in the Far East Valley. It's a pretty good sized church. And this church had four different executive pastors. And I was applying to be one of them. And
they had the guy in the room who they were going to fire for you. So it was awkward.
Well, no, this was actually just on a Zoom, and it was the main executive pastor guy, and no joke, he's sitting there in sweats and a sweatshirt and he's at his house and he's clearly bothered. He has to do this. And the first 20 minutes, he's just explaining how he's better than me at everything that he's got. And I'm like, I'm sure you are. That's why you're in this role. Right. And so about 30 minutes in, I just cut him off. I'm like, dude, this is not a fit. There's no shot we could ever work together.
Nice.
Yeah, no.
It's important to know your own limitations.
Yeah. And I was like,
this isn't for me.
I couldn't look at this guy's face every day.
Good.
Oh. Have you ever conducted any bad job interviews?
Yeah, dude. I've had several.
What's the worst one you could tell us?
Those.
I've really only had one bad one. I was trying to get a temporary job at Home Depot. I needed a part-time job.
Okay.
And this really dumb person was giving the interview. I'll leave it at that. But
oh.
She was she's like, what if you're in the sprinkler department and this guy asks you this? I'm like, dude, I don't know anything about anything. I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of training if I get the job. So that was it. She was reading like a script. It didn't go well, and I did not get the job. But that's the only time I really had kind of. But I knew, I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna happen. This isn't for me.
Yeah, I was interviewing.
I was only gonna work there for 3 weeks anyway, but I wanted it. I wanted it for the 3 weeks.
I wanted the apron.
I did.
I was interviewing a gal out of California for a children's ministry. Our children's ministry director at the church a long time ago, and I asked her why she got let. She was at this one church for only like 5 months, and I asked her why she wasn't there very long. And she goes, "Well, I ended up getting let go." I go, "Do you mind if I ask why?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "Yeah, I spanked a kid." I go, "Was it yours?" She's like, "No." I'm like, "Yeah."
Maybe this is gonna work.
I don't
work.
Think this is gonna be a fit.
Ethan, you only have one job. Did you have any other interviews?
No, one interview, one job. I'm batting 1,000 right now. So.
That a babe. That a babe. All
right.
Live all right, up to
Ella. We're back to Ella, star of the podcast.
Right here.
Star.
You all also next week, you are testing for your license.
Yeah. I'm going to be 16 on Tuesday. So
next, and you're testing on your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're pulling her out of school.
Extra pressure.
10
extra pressure.
I think.
Are you nervous about the test?
Yes.
What car are you going to drive?
My dad's car.
That's the one you've been practicing in?
Yes.
Do you have to parallel park?
I don't think so.
Have you parallel parked?
No.
If she's got parallel park, she won't get her license.
I haven't even done
she's like 24.
Yeah. I haven't even done a U-turn, so.
You should work.
Have you done
that.
A three-point turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I slay those.
And you slay those?
Yeah. I'm literally so good.
What are you bad at when you drive? You think?
So
grade yourself.
This is going to be crazy, but I overthink. So right-hand turns. It's weird, but I just like I like
take them too sharp and you like hit the curb sometimes.
I just
or you're afraid you're gonna go in the lane.
She's just
next
a little
to you.
Choppy. Like when she lets go of the steering wheel, it's like gut 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 gut. Like,
yeah, but my left hands aren't that bad.
She's like, the left hand turn, the 3-point turn, all the hard stuff. She's really good at.
But the right hand.
It's like coming to a complete stop at a stop sign. We're still mastering that.
Yeah. All right.
Lincoln had fun for that too because he'd be like, "Was that a stop?" I was like, "No, dude, you didn't stop."
You got to feel the car like actually go
stop moving. Yeah. And then go.
So,
but you only have to do that once for your test.
Correct.
Because nobody ever does that their whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. So she went out today, like literally right before the podcast, I had to text Dave and say, "Hey, can we push it back 30 minutes? Elle and I are still out driving."
I love
skirt,
it.
Skirt, skirt.
And yeah, we had a few
shirts. Do I have the skirt sound effect? I don't.
No, you don't have the skirt. Skirt.
We'll add it in later.
Love that.
All right. This is my favorite Ella update right here. I was talking to you about this while your dad was in the house.
Oh, boy.
Ella's a little off the Taylor Swift train.
Oh.
Which is making me so happy.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think she deserves your appreciation anyway.
I agree.
But.
Okay. In my defense, I never was really on the Taylor Swift train.
Nope. That's wrong.
Yes,
that's
I was.
Wrong. That's wrong.
I will say there was a podcast earlier
where
I said something
Swiftie.
About Taylor Swift and you went at me pretty hard how she's better than me at everything.
She really got me. She got me brainwashed.
See, that's
the Taylor effect. It's okay.
I do see some weird Facebook Christian posts sometimes about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Okay,
like, calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are.
She's
ridiculous.
Not the Antichrist.
I know.
I will say that, but I don't know. I was like, I don't know. Like everyone was like building up to the album, like this is gonna be good, and then she announced that there was like it was a double album, so everyone was like, oh snap, like this is about to be crazy. Like she's about to set records. I mean, she did, but like not. It wasn't good. I just. Like,
I believe you.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about it at
all.
I've just seen news that it's out.
All I've seen is like several of the songs have explicit lyrics. Is that true?
And I'm on the SMI contract, so obviously I didn't listen to those. So
the explicit, yeah, and I'm thinking like, it's almost like.
Now that she's getting explicit, maybe I would like her. Wait, wow. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that.
We'll edit that one out. But it's like a more popular version of like Miley Cyrus, who was like trying to like get away from like her Disney brand, you know? So she went like
that was
all
gross.
Crazy.
You know who's, okay. This is off topic, but
off
you know
topic.
Who's pulling a Miley Cyrus? JoJo Siwa. Have
who's,
you seen
who's
that?
JoJo
you know
Siwa?
Who JoJo
oh
is?
No. My gosh!
Am I supposed to know who JoJo?
No,
is?
You don't have girls.
It's
see.
Such. A
It'd be
joke
weird
right
if you
now.
Did.
Yeah. What is she from?
So she's like the really annoying white girl with like a big ponytail and like bows, like rhinestones.
Is she like a actress or a singer?
Kind of.
She's like a child star. Child
why is she
like,
famous?
She says she does all of the above.
Social media.
Isn't like Dance Moms or something?
Yeah,
she's
she came famous on Dance Moms.
I've heard of Dance Moms.
And so she had these. She's known for these big bows. Like when my girls were little,
they wanted
big bows. They called JoJo bows. Like you can just buy them anywhere. JoJo bows.
Interesting.
And she was like this cute little girl and super sweet. And now she's like this teenager.
No, she's trying to be grown up.
She's like 20s.
Yeah.
But she's like.
And she's batting for the other team, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. But
she's gone like just completely off.
Next week we'll sing a JoJo song.
She came
hearing.
Out with she came out with a song in the music video.
It's no good.
Oh, it's so bad.
This
like,
is where we're coming to when JoJo and Taylor.
When
they,
I'm telling
they're,
you,
they're thumb a Louisian right off the cliff.
Oh, the light just turned on. So. But when I tell you like we watched the music video in Mexico and we all just like lost.
We're appalled.
It was bad.
Was that or is that the Taylor Swift one you're talking about?
No,
the JoJo one.
But she keeps like saying like she's like pulling a Miley Cyrus and everyone's like, what the heck? Yeah.
Maybe JoJo and Taylor would do a combined album next.
Yeah, I'm glad you're off this Taylor Swift thing because I forgot to tell you this when I was walking up. I think it was actually, no, you guys played Dysart for volleyball recently, right?
Yeah.
I think it was either a fan or like some coach. She was describing, she said she didn't like it, but the reason she didn't like it was because she had too many good lyrics that they shouldn't all be in one song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't that's think that's a little much.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Ella told me this album was supposed to be 15 songs. Now it's 30, and
yeah, it was
it's
like
good.
A double album, and it's none of it's good. Like, I was like, we were all kind of expecting more. I'm not gonna lie, and it
was
Taylor. If you're out there and you've lost Ella, that's a big loss.
That's a big loss.
Ella's your prime target audience.
I value
and you've let her down.
I am a teenage white girl, and you let me down. So
I love it.
Culture shifted.
All right, playoff update, Ethan. We got baseball playoffs coming. What seed are you?
We will find out tomorrow, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, there's still regular season
Thursday
games.
At 11:30.
Is it Thursday or Friday?
Thursday. So, okay. Yep.
What seed are you right now, though?
So before we were two, but we think we've got a chance at one because Valley Christian's above us, but they're half a power point, and we beat a better team in our last regular season game than they did.
Okay.
So we're hoping that's enough to switch.
But even if you're two,
it's not a big deal.
You guys both play at home until the finals anyway, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, even the semifinals, they're at a neutral site. They're at the Goodyear Sports Complex. So,
who do you not want to play?
We don't want to play. We want to play Valley in the championship.
Always love beating Valley.
Yep. We beat them last year. But there's a good chance you would play. If we're the two seed, we'd probably play Yuma in the semis.
And they're pretty tough, right?
They're tough, but they don't have a lot of pitching depth. So semifinals is a 3-game series.
Which is weird. And the finals is one game.
Isn't that weird?
It's
is
a really
weird.
Strange setup for baseball.
But it's like we'd rather play Yuma in the finals where we can face their best guy for a 1-game and...
You'd rather play Yuma in the semis.
Exactly.
Where you only have to face the best guy once.
Exactly.
Because there are 3 consecutive days, right?
Yes.
And he can't pitch.
Not 3 consecutive days, every other, but still. He probably wouldn't pitch 1 and 3, most likely.
Right. All right. So our volleyball update is we finished. We're going to be the 1 seed. We're going to play AZ College Prep in the finals for sure.
Nice.
Unless something weird happens to one of us. So we're excited about that. One cool thing to acknowledge for Jack and Zach, the 2 guys who are on varsity as a freshman. This is 4 years in a row now they have not lost a regular season game in 4 years. So
I didn't know that.
Pretty good accomplishment. We haven't won the last game of the season yet, which is obviously the ultimate goal.
For sure.
Second place, a semifinal loss, and then another second place. So really hoping this is the year. This year, not only did we go undefeated, we didn't drop a single set.
That's impressive.
They're best of 5 matches, and we went 3-0 every match.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool.
Good for the boys.
So we're excited about that. We don't play for like 10 days.
Yeah,
so it's almost like nerve-wracking. But then once you start, it's like game every other day until the finals.
Yeah, we've been off for a week, and we don't play till Tuesday the 30th. So, we feel the same
way.
That's
my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Ouch. That's driver's license day.
Yeah. It's a big day.
National Ella Day.
Big day.
Okay, guys, what is your – I was thinking it would be fun to talk about some of our embarrassing moments. Hopefully you got some handy. I got a couple handy.
Dude. Me too.
While we're on the poop one, I got a good poop one. Or on a poop binge. Ella, tell me your most embarrassing moment.
Oh, this is pretty good. I was there.
Are you too embarrassed to go first? Do you want me to go first?
No, I'll go first.
This is a good way to lead off.
It just hurts reliving it. So, eighth grade year.
I'm on the
middle school golf team.
Okay.
And I qualify for this tournament as number 3. So in golf, like 5 golfers go, 1's the best, 5's the worst. I was 3. I usually golf 5th.
And it's co-ed, boys and girls.
Yeah.
So we're going.
How many times did you qualify for tournaments?
Probably like twice a season. Like,
and she never played golf before this season. So first time playing golf.
Very cool.
First time playing golf and I qualified 3rd. So I was like, oh, wow.
So the golf team, just so everybody knows, has like, what, 10 kids on it?
Yeah.
And everybody has to do a round the day before the tournament.
Correct.
And they take the 5 best scores, right?
Correct.
And those guys play in the actual tournament the next day.
Correct.
So we're going in and we're playing SCA, which is Scottsdale Christian, and they're really good. Like Scottsdale kids, they've got caddies, like tryhards.
They're better at golf. They grow up playing golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Let's
face it.
It's
golf and tennis and like squash.
Squash.
Curling.
That is funny. Rich people racquetball.
Yeah.
Squash.
So I go, I'm at the tournament. So I go to tee off, which is hitting my first shot with my driver. And I'm like, I'm going to pipe this thing. And so.
Which you have to understand, all the parents are there on the first tee box.
Everyone's watching.
Because everybody's there because everybody leaves at the same time. You wish it'd be so much better if they'd stagger it, but they don't.
No.
So everybody's there. Every kid that's playing, every parent, every coach.
Every
so that's,
stuck up Scottsdale parent was the there. There's, keep this in mind.
There's 50 to 70 people around the tee box.
Watching, and they're like, next up is the tee box, Ella Wolf. And so I grab my driver, and I'm there. I'm like, just don't mess up. And I swing, and I miss the ball by like a mile. But not only do I miss, I fall. Like, I literally rolled down this hill.
Down the tee box.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's better. You told me you missed. You didn't tell me you fell.
Missed and rolled.
Like.
I wish we had a video.
Somebody thought she was on fire. She rolled so much.
There is video?
I have a video.
I don't
know.
Okay,
nice. I'm going to need to see this.
But it was like, it's hard to explain without seeing the video, but like, I literally swung and I looked up and I fell forward in front of like all these Scottsdale kids. And I'm like, I hate life. It was really bad.
That's really funny. Now I'm not going to tell my poop one. I'm going to tell a baseball one.
Oh,
you should. To make you feel better. I'll tell the poop one next time.
Oh boy.
All right. So I was playing baseball in high school. I was playing shortstop and my web like broke before the game. And so I had to use my backup glove. Mm-hmm. So I'm already, you know, come up with an excuse. So I was using my backup glove. I'm playing shortstop and the bases are loaded and there's a ground ball like right to me and it goes right between my legs. And so two guys score. I'm so like embarrassed. And then the inning keeps going. The bases get loaded again.
No.
And the ground ball comes right back to me, right between my legs. The coach called timeout in the middle of the inning. It took me out.
Oh.
It was so embarrassing, dude. I wanted to crawl.
Dude,
I wanted to die.
That's the worst. What position were you playing?
Shortstop.
Okay.
So I could field. It was I wasn't out there because I was dub.
Okay.
It just was a weird series of events.
Wow.
Probably was the only two errors I made that year, but they were back-to-back and was personally responsible for like five
Ethan's
runs.
Ethan's story is probably a baseball story too, I'm guessing.
I just thought of it once you said baseball. It was probably, I don't know, I can't think of a lot off the top of my head. I probably have a lot of embarrassing moments, but this baseball.
I remember watching you fall once when we were all there. You got a hit and you fell coming out of the batter's box.
Oh,
that's
actually
what I was saying.
I'll tell that one then.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So what? This is. I'm playing JV baseball sophomore year.
There's at least 10 of us there.
At least.
Some of your friends.
There's a lot
there.
Of people there.
Yeah.
So,
no, yeah, because we go out.
So what happens is this game, a lot of times they're scheduled at 1.
So there's no lights on the field.
Exactly.
So the earlier teams play earlier in the day, and sometimes classes, they let the kids go watch the games.
So not only that, this game was scheduled at 12. So our lunch is 12:30.
That's right. All the lunch people were
so
there.
So everybody comes in to the baseball field and eats their lunch
My
to watch
My boss, if you're working,
play.
I was not there. I was at work.
Yep. So we've got parents there. I looked over. I'm like, oh, Dave's here. That's kind of fun. But like, yeah, family's there. All my friends are there. Like, they're cheering for me. I'm like, they're never at my games. So I get up. I'm thinking I'm batting like fifth or sixth or something. And I don't know. I work a walk.
No, I think you got a hit.
No, it was a
walk.
Okay.
I think it was a good at bat.
The hit would have been better
because you were taking off fast. You were like really excited.
It was a full count, and I walked, and I was excited, and my shoelaces are very long, so I tossed my bat, and I took my first step, and in front of this entire school, my cleat got stuck in my shoelace, and I just tripped and fell.
It was awesome.
And just in front of everybody, on the easiest play to make, just walked to first base.
Yeah.
I just fell flat on my face.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the field. That's all that matters. Jeff, you're up.
Mine would probably be, it's either my sophomore or junior year. We had gymnastics as a class when I went to Deer Valley High School. So, like, you can take PE, systematics, right. All those things. So, like, one of the ones that we could do at Deer Valley was gymnastics. It was awesome. So, I did gymnastics all 4 years. And so, that's Ella drinking ice and spilling all down her face. If you heard that. Oh, my gosh. Ella. And so, we're learning. So, if you know, like when you watch the Olympics and the guys who are on the high bar, they do what they call giants, where you hold on to the bar and you swing all the way around.
I understand
so it. We're learning how to do giants, and they have this special setup.
Wait, how many times you got to slip that ice?
There's no liquid left in that cup.
I'm trying to get ice.
Just let it go.
Oh, my word.
You're special.
The short yellow bus picks her up every day for school.
Yeah.
And so we're learning how to do giants, and they have these like special grips where, you know, they kind of lock you in just so you know you're not going to fly off.
Right.
But you need help getting into it. Like somebody's got to lift your legs and you put your hands in, whatever. And so we used to do gymnastics. Just guys up there. And so we would do gymnastics. And a lot of times we had our shirts off and we just wear like basketball shorts
yeah.
and socks. And so I'm sitting there hanging. I'm learning how to do giants and whatever. And this kid in the class, his name's Bill, walks up and just grabs my pants.
Boxer shorts
and everything. Just rips them off and is like running around, like flinging them over his head.
And then you just did your giants anyway.
And I'm literally just hanging there, buck naked pretty much with socks on.
Socks on, even better look.
Yeah. But what's even worse was somebody had to pick up my legs.
What's worse is Bill was your teacher? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, but somebody had to pick up my legs and like
get you off
my naked butt.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's
a great story.
It's a horrible story.
I love it. All right, we'll save more embarrassing stories for later. Ella, have you ever watched a movie that made you cry?
Maybe, yes, actually. Fifth grade,
Benji. Tell me
why. It was a dog story.
I know Benji.
Yeah.
Was it the new Benji that they made for like Netflix?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah. It was the first like dog movie I watched, and I just remember bawling my eyes out, so.
All right. Did you have a movie ever made?
Yeah, it's a dog movie. I will never forget it. I was leaving at like midnight to go like on a Hume Lake trip as a youth pastor, and I didn't want to like go to sleep and like, wake up. So Amber stayed up with me, and we watched Marley and Me.
Oh, dude, that might be mine. That's
I know.
Close.
And so we're sitting there. It's like, I've never seen it before. And I'm like, and here I am. Like, we're both like all misty-eyed.
It's
like,
gut-wrenching, man.
Like, I got to go now.
It's really sad. When we first watched that, as soon as it was done, we grabbed Spike. And we were like, Spike, we love you so much. Slobbery. Mine would probably be, it's either that or it's Onward. Have you guys ever seen Onward?
Oh, has Tom Holland in it.
So.
Onward, I don't know if it's because it's like a dad and his two boys, which obviously has two boys, but it was like the first month of COVID. And so we were all stuck at home. Mm-hmm. And so we watched Onward and I cried multiple times. But at the end, we're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I just was like sobbing.
What's the most unexpected movie? Because you cry in movies a lot. What's the most unexpected one that nobody would get? Like,
well, let me think about
Impossible
this for a second. Ethan, you go. Let me think about a dumb movie and maybe tear up a little.
I'm trying to think. I don't really know if I've gotten close to crying in movies.
I got a funny O'Neill story about
Not
him
really.
Crying.
Oh,
that
gosh.
I'll tell.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Top Gun Maverick was close.
I definitely teared up a little, Maverick.
Yeah. Just what was it at the very end when he goes like, "It's what my dad would have done."
Thanks for saving my life. It's what my dad would have done. Yeah. I was like, "Oh man!"
I didn't cry. I got close, teared up a little bit, but nothing crazy.
So
I don't think
O'Neal was watching this movie called In Her Shoes with Megan, and Megan fell asleep, and then when she woke up, Brian was watching it by himself and crying. It's such a good story.
I can see it.
I'll think more. I got to come up with a good one of something that was dumb that actually made me tear up.
I cried reading a book one time. And like,
oh, yeah.
This is, I don't know. It was, remember, in like sixth grade, we have to like read like specific books.
What was the book?
What was Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yes. I literally told
That's
you.
I know there's a movie of it too. I'd probably cry watching that. But I remember like reading
the movie.
I remember it's reading like terrible. The last like two chapters and I was just like, got down. I was just like bawling.
Yeah,
it's like,
sad.
This
yeah.
is so sad. Another
sad.
Book about dogs.
It's definitely sad. Something about dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right, what's
Louis gonna live forever? Just so you guys know.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's down by my feet.
Where is Louis is out here?
He's on right. of King of Queens once.
Yeah.
And he goes to see his parents. Like he still has the same dog.
Oh yeah.
And his wife starts doing the math, and she's like, "This dog's like 35 years old." So then she makes Doug ask, "Like, did something happen to his original dog?" And they're like, "Yeah, he died." And they're like, "Oh my gosh, this isn't even Rocky." And they're like, "This is actually Rocky 5." They just kept getting the same
it's
dog, so he wouldn't know who's dead.
Rocky 5.
All right, Ella.
That's good.
What's the most scared you've ever been in real life?
Okay. See, there's two stories.
Tell me the one you told me.
Okay. So, I don't even know if you know about this, Dad. But it was probably, like...
He's so proud already.
It's probably like a year ago. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, that's it. Now this is qualifying as embarrassing and scary.
She can still get in trouble. It's within the envelope.
Our dog's running away, dude.
He's just looking.
Louis!
Ethan's catching Louis.
All right. He's awake now.
Come here, buddy.
So, just like backstory, I'm scared of the dark. I still am. I hate the dark. I just, like, the dark and silence combined is terrifying. I hate it. And so, it was the day after Ethan got back from SMI, and I'm like, it's like middle of the night, like midnight, and I just hear beeping, like the alarm's going off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's someone in our house. I was like, there's someone in our house. Because
you thought it was an alarm.
Yeah. And so I'm like, my dad will get up. It's okay. And I didn't hear him get up. And so I'm like, frick, I got to take matters in my own hands.
Language, Ella, jeez.
Sorry.
Oh, all right.
Whose kid is this?
We have kids in it, listen
hey,
to this.
You said a word earlier. I don't even.
not on the podcast. There's a difference.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, I've got safety scissors in my desk. So
I safety scissors. This story is worse. I thought you had like man scissors.
No,
like,
no, no.
Scissors that could actually kill somebody.
I have like a loft bed, so I climbed down my rickety ladder. it's bad.
Sneaking up on nobody.
All right, leave me alone. And I grabbed my scissors and I don't know. I didn't grab my phone and I just go to the bathroom because the bathroom's right by. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to hide in here. Like, it's okay. And so then I hear my mom like walk out. I know my mom's footsteps. And so I hear her walk out and she like I don't hear her come back. And so I'm like, my mom's dead.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I literally thought my mom was gone. I was like.
And you didn't go to save her or to check.
I didn't know what to do. I was like,
every person for themselves in the Wolf family.
I was like, I didn't. The alarm's going off and my mom's dead and I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I run back in my room and I grab my phone. I think I texted you, but you didn't respond.
My phone's on do not disturb at that time.
He was busy.
Yeah. And so I'm like,
I was focused.
I always got her scissors. She doesn't need me.
And so I'm like, I'm like in tears on the bathroom floor. I'm like, this guy's going to come get me. Like, what is going to happen? And so I finally text my mom and I was like, Mom, like, are you okay? Is there someone in the house? And then, like, she walks in the bathroom. And she's like, Ella, what are you doing? And I was like, I was like, I thought you were gone. And apparently Ethan's, like, smoke alarm just went off.
Okay, yeah. This probably should have been my scariest moment, but.
Same story?
It's not because, so she says the night after I get back from SMI, this is my freshman year SMI, I think. And SMI, you're sleeping on, like, cots and, like, on the floor. It's not great. So I'm very excited to be back in my own bed.
Absolutely.
It's 3 a.m. and my smoke alarm, it was actually my carbon monoxide alarm was going off.
This is actually kind of funny what happens
so
here.
I am sleeping through this and I wake up and my mom's shaking me awake. I'm like, what? And she goes, your carbon monoxide alarm's going off. Like, do you want to go sleep on the couch? Like, just like be safe.
I'm and
like,
for the record, I'm awake at this point.
Yeah. I'm like, what is a carbon monoxide
alarm? I'm in the bathroom.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. So Ella's in the bathroom. Amber's trying to shake Ethan awake, thinking that carbon monoxide's killed him. And I'm looking for like a battery to replace. Like, all right, it's all going to be fine here in just a few minutes.
She goes like, to be safe, you want to go sleep on the couch? Like, Mom, I just got back from a trip for a whole week. I've been sleeping on the floor. If it's my time, it's my time. And I said, I will sleep.
I like
through
that.
This.
If it's my time, it's my time. That's good.
It's like, because we didn't know if the carbon monoxide was bad or if there's really carbon monoxide in the house. And Ethan's like, I'll risk it.
I didn't
it's
know like, people I'll had those alarms in houses. That's how much I care about.
It doubled as my smoke alarm, I guess.
And for the record, his bedroom is right next to the garage.
Yeah.
So, okay, that makes sense.
So it could actually be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What's your scariest moment, David?
We had one at SeaWorld. Was it SeaWorld? I think it was SeaWorld.
Did one of the kids fall into the
Shamu
thing with what, Tilikum?
They don't know.
From Blackfish?
we were watching that documentary last night. It's crazy.
It's weird. It's so weird. I think we're at, I think Jack went on some huge jungle gym, like Spider-Man obstacle course, and Katie was at the exit, and I was at the other exit. There was two exits. We're like, all right, go have fun, and he just wasn't coming out, and so we're starting to get worried. It's been probably 10 minutes, not that long a time, and it probably took 10 minutes to get through it. So I'm like, now I have to go try to crawl through this thing and see if I can find him. Maybe he's stuck up there somewhere. So I'm trying to climb like a cargo net. You know, I'm 50 pounds overweight. It's not good. And Jack had like gotten off at some weird spot and not one of the exits. So he went and found a worker like he should. But I saw him walking away like with a worker while I was like on top. And I was like, Jack, he's like, stay right there. And I was like, Katie, Jack's over there. So that's my moment with my kid. But I have one for me, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I just watched Halloween for the first time.
Okay.
So you don't have to watch it because it's R-rated. You know, it's terrible. But it's a good scary movie.
Okay.
And the thing with him is they always do like first-person shooter view, and he's always wearing a mask.
Sure.
And so there's always real heavy breathing. And so I think I watched it like seventh grade. Yeah, real heavy breathing. Every time they see him, like, you know, creeping through a house, getting ready to stab somebody. And so then I watched that movie for the first time, and I have to go to bed. And I was kind of scared of the dark, too. I like falling asleep when my mom was still awake. And so I woke up like 2 a.m. I had to pee. I always have to pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I come to like the edge of my door, but I don't want to walk in the hall yet because that's where, you know, Michael Myers is, the guy from Halloween. And I can hear breathing. And so I'm like, he's here. What's happening? Like, I can hear breathing. And it was strange because it was late.
Sure.
And so my mom, she had diabetes and she had actually like fallen asleep and her like blood sugar was really low or something. So she was like breathing really heavy, not knowing I was asleep, and I could hear it from my bedroom. And so I had to like take that step out in the hall, and like, I saw her on the couch.
My mom is Michael Myers.
And then I ran out there and she was okay. So, but that was, I remember there was like 5 seconds where I was like, somebody's here. Somebody's in this hallway. What's going on?
Wow. All right. I got two. I got one for me and then I got one for our family. But it was actually with Donnie Sanders. We were at Hume Lake. We were both youth workers. And it was like halfway through the week. And the Hume Lake like interns thought it would be a really good idea to dress up as a like in a full on like bear costume. And in the middle of the night, and keep in mind, they've been warning us all week like there's been bears.
Yeah, this is scary.
And they've had to like
tell.
They've had to like shoot bears and things like that because they keep coming in the camp. And I think it was all part of the setup for this. But they didn't
say
like,
is that real at all? Did they ever have to shoot
a
bear? A
buddy of mine named Darren was actually a camp director there, and he actually told stories where they actually had to shoot bears.
Interesting.
And so I'm like, yeah, I could see it. And they didn't like let us in like on the prank as youth workers, which I think they probably should have.
They should have for sure.
Because of what's about to happen. So Donnie's with us, and you guys know Donnie. He was on one of the podcasts. He's a Phoenix police officer, and what you got to know about Donnie is he always has a gun on him.
Yeah.
Like, always has a gun on him. And so it's middle of the night, and I'm on the top bunk. No, I'm on the bottom bunk. Donnie's on the top bunk, and the door creaks open. It's like 3 a.m. Like, I'm in dead sleep, and all of a sudden I see a bear on all fours, like, sniffing in our room. Like
in your room.
Like, rooting through things. And I jump up, and I punch it right on top of the head. Like, it's hard because it was, like, coming towards me. And I just,
you went
like,
for it.
And
nice.
I just, like, I'm going to punch this thing and then, like, get up to Donnie because I guarantee he's got a gun.
And so
I punched this thing, and I hit it once, and it kind of, like, it made, like, a human noise. And so I punched it again, and I jumped up on the top bunk, and Donnie or somebody was like, what's going on? And I think Donnie had his gun actually in a safe there in the room, which is probably smart because we have teenagers. And this bear like scampers off. The next day I learned it was actually one of the interns dressed in a bear costume.
Because I'm kind of glad Donnie didn't shoot it.
I know, right? I'm like, dude, like, we could have totally
killed you. Yes.
like, how dumb are you? He's like a 19-year-old kid. He's like, I just thought it'd be funny because, like, your boys are hilarious. I'm like, yeah, clue me in next time, and it can be funny.
But I'm impressed you jumped up and punched it. That's cool.
Well, it was out of a dead sleep. It's like, I didn't know what to do.
Did you ever see that movie, The Revenant?
No.
It's not a great movie. But there's a great bear attack scene.
Oh,
just
nice.
YouTube the bear attack scene in The Revenant.
I think of...
Don't do it if you're young, but if you're of age,
we went with Ryan Duff, Amber and I did years ago.
Hungry, I know what you're talking about.
Grizzly Man.
Grizzly Man?
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy who got eaten?
You got eaten by the grizzly. You can just hear it in the microphone. The crunching.
Really? That's wild.
He's so happy. The bear is so happy.
They were friends.
And the guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
But the scariest one for our family was, I was a college pastor. We used to have college students over on Thursday nights. We call them LRs for living rooms. And Ella was like 3 years old. Ethan's like 5. And we put them to bed like around 8:30. College students are hanging out. About 10 o'clock, they go to leave. And there was this one kid this night. He was a visitor. He's just kind of an odd dude. You know, it's just kind of like, we're going to keep our eye on this guy. Mm-hmm. Normally, we don't care if like some of the teenage girls or college girls go back in the back rooms, like play with Ella or whatever. But like on this night, we're like, oh, we'll keep everybody in the living room. Because like this dude was a little choice. And so... Anyways, the college kids leave like around, you know, 10:30. Amber goes to just like check on the kids before we go to bed. And Ella's not in her bed. And so she's like, where's Ella? And she goes to the bathroom thinking like maybe she got up to go pee or something. And then she's like, well, maybe she went and like jumped in bed with Ethan. So went and checked in there. And she's like, Jeff, Ella's missing. I'm like, no, she's not missing. Like she's somewhere here in the house. And so like she just woke up and fell asleep somewhere weird. So we're like checking in weird spots, bathtubs, whatever. And after about like 5 minutes, like we really start kind of panicking.
Yeah.
And so we're flipping on every light in the house, like Ethan's bedroom light, Ella's bedroom light, like, and now we're like yelling her name. I'm going in the backyard and like we're looking everywhere. And probably 7 to 10 minutes, I'm back in her room. And this whole time, Amber's like, he took her. Like, this guy took her. And I'm like, she's not wrong. Like he very well could have
she's
taken
not here.
Her.
Yeah.
Cause he was like from like this, like really small, like strange border town too, like he was telling us. So I'm like, okay, yeah, like this isn't good. And then all of a sudden I noticed this weird anomaly, like over kind of like by Ella's bed. And I go over there and Ella had rolled off her bed and was in the crack between like the
bed
wall,
and the mattress,
the wall, and the mattress. But it was like really small. She was only 3 and she had pulled like
she's still
a stuffed
really small,
a stuffed animal. Yeah, she's not large. And she pulled a stuffed animal over her, and like she didn't wake up this whole time. So we rolled her back on her bed, and like Amber and I couldn't sleep that. Like we were like shaking.
Oh
like,
heck yeah, like, dude! Then the adrenaline settles in, oh, and my gosh. Oh dude, that is terrifying.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I remember like loving to sleep in the crack. I will say that. I like the. Like,
that should be the name of your next album.
Oh,
sleeping in the crack. I love sleeping in the crack.
Sleeping in the crack.
All right, friend of the pod, Jackson Schlesinger, told me we should do a fast food draft. So I thought it'd be fun.
Let's draft
it. So we're going to do a fast food draft. We're going to have a poll on Instagram for people to vote in.
Stop stealing my answer.
I know yours is Chick-fil-A, the first one.
Oh, yeah, I go.
There's no shot you're getting to go.
Before, like, pre-pod, I was like, Dave, I have all my stuff. And I was like, I'm not telling you my number one. He's like, Chick-fil-A. And I was like.
We all know.
It's because I have Chick-fil-A shirts, socks.
Ella eats about three things, and two of them are Chick-fil-A.
So the only rule is there has to be a drive-thru.
Okay.
So I saw one of these, and they were doing, like, Chipotle and Subway, and I'm like, that's no good. It's got to be drive-thru. Sure. It's got to be something you don't have to get out of your car to get.
I like it.
And we'll just go this way. Real quick, last update on the last poll we did was Fajitas Good Restaurant, and no was the answer.
Oh, really?
According to the people. So
I was actually with Mark.
I can only vote once on that, so it wasn't me.
I was actually with Mark Burmich last night, and he's prepared to come on the podcast with Casey and verbally fight you.
Nice. I'm ready.
It'll be good.
I can take it.
Verbally fight you. I'm excited for that.
All right, Ella.
It'll be great.
You're first. You get first pick. Really? Okay. Oh, we shouldn't have let you go first because I know you're going to get Chick-fil-A.
It's all right. She can have Chick-fil-A.
But now you don't get to go. So I'll give you the choice. If you go first, you don't get to pick again for like six tries.
It's snake draft.
It's snake draft. Right. It's going to go Ella, Jeff, Ethan, Dave.
I'm not worried.
Ethan, Jeff, Ella. Okay.
I'm not worried. Lock in Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
It's going to win right there.
Did you know that was my first job?
That was Dave's first job.
Metro Subway.
Oh, I thought you said child. I was like, what?
I mean, kind of. I've definitely had stuff that.
Yeah, you know how Leo. You know how like Leo knows our family.
Yeah, I know.
That started with Dave.
He worked at Metro.
I did.
Yeah,
my sister worked there, and then I got the job there. He did not like me that much at the beginning, but that's okay.
Didn't you spill like jugs of lemonade or something?
I spilled like the tray of like breaded chicken breasts walking out of like through like the saloon doors, and I slipped, and so. 20 chicken breasts flew in the air, all the flour landed on me. I did drop one of the 35-pound containers of peanut oil or whatever.
That's what it was. That's what I remember.
And it was slick for like 8 hours. I had to mop every 15 minutes for like 8 hours.
It's weird he didn't like you. That's weird.
It was awesome. He didn't like me because I beat his team leader at arm wrestling. So
I like it.
It was fun. All right, Jeff, you're next.
I'm going to go In-N-Out.
Took it.
Sorry, Ethan. That leaves you Freddy's, I know.
Ethan doesn't have anything.
It's on there.
No, all right, Ethan, you're next.
My next, I'm going
to
go.
You know what I wanted to do? Ella, what's your favorite thing at Chick-fil-A?
Number one, no pickle, American cheese.
That's what I get. What's the soda drink?
Depends. See, I was a lemonade person. They changed up the recipe, and it's all pulpy, so I'm a Sprite person.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Jeff, what's your go-to In-N-Out? Double-double
Double-double cheese, yeah.
All right, Ethan, you're up.
I'm going to go Shake Shack.
Do they have drive-thrus?
They do.
Not here.
The one right by my office just opened up. Actually, with a drive-thru.
I didn't even have that on my list.
They opened up last week.
They have one on my Camelback that I've been to, but there's no drive-thru. All right, I'll give you Shake Shack.
That's great.
My turn, easy Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. Mexican pizza. No tomatoes, no pizza sauce. I got Jack hooked on him now, too. That's what he got today.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm big on
it. And there was a ghost wipe in
there. There was a ghost wipe
after. That means it's
everything
healthy.
Everything worked out. And then I get to go again.
Yeah, do it.
And I'm going to go Freddy's.
You just ruined Ethan's life.
I thought I was going to get that one later.
I love
Dang
the
it.
Cheese curds.
Ethan's like, when he goes to Freddy's, it's like Norm walking in the chairs. You're like, Ethan's here.
So there's a
not anymore. It's
not fine. To bring up King of Queens all the time, but there's a King of Queens where he's at a drive-thru and he orders something. And he's like, is that the one with the curly fries? They're like, no, that's the number 7. He's like, all right, give me number 7. And they're like, instead of the number 6? Or they're like, so cancel the number 6? And he's like, when did you hear me say the word cancel?
I know, that's a great one.
And I always think of that because I always order like a combo meal, and then I ask for cheese curds, and they're like, instead of fries, I'm like, when did I say instead? Just give me both. All right. Ethan, you're next.
Okay, I'll go Cane's.
Oh, Cane's. You suck.
Cane's is terrible.
Cane's is terrible.
I think you're wrong.
Fight. Oh,
I've like heard Cane's. People who think it's better than Chick-fil-A. I think they're wrong.
You
but
know what? But there's
it's
people
good.
Who also think Biden's a good president. So I can't help you there.
We'll edit that out. It's okay.
No, I think it's great. It's worth saying. I thought he was going to say there's also people who think that fajitas is good.
No. I'd let that go. I won the poll. I won the people poll. I don't got to keep going in. Okay, Jeff, you're next.
You know, I'm going to do a throwback. I don't even know if they're around anymore, which isn't going to bode well for me.
Rally Burger?
Rallies.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They're around.
Are they still around?
They're in sketchy parts of town, but they're around.
You've lost everyone in my generation.
I don't care.
I know where that is.
Your generation doesn't make any money.
My kids have definitely never had a Rallies, but it's a couple times we've driven by it. Yeah. I've been like, hey, guys, there's a Rallies.
Well, Rallies was like a big deal before In-N-Out got to Arizona, and I think In-N-Out probably pushed Rallies out.
It's probably been 15 years.
Okay.
It's been a while since I had one, but I don't hate it.
It's probably been 10 years. Probably one of those things that it's like I have a better memory of than it's
actually tastes, for sure. Ellie, you get two picks.
Okay. It has to have a drive-thru, right?
So we're only going three each. So these are your last two picks.
Oh, bet. Okay. So it has to have a drive-thru.
Has to have a drive-thru.
All right. I'm going Starbucks.
For fast food?
It counts. I've seen it and stuff.
You definitely
it's bold,
that
but...
it's a bold move, Cotton.
They don't even have good coffee, let alone food. So.
That's a bold statement. Okay. And then, I don't know what to do.
You're probably going to get some votes.
This is tough.
Yeah, she'll get the white girl vote.
All right, I'm going to go...
I don't know. She lost them with Taylor Swift.
See,
she jumped off the Swiftie
bed. All right.
But now you're giving me a new idea.
Okay, so like, I can't do... Okay, I'm just going to say Shake Shack.
You already got that's already
I
been
already
taken.
Took it. Sorry,
you
took that
first. Suck. What am
you
I
should pay attention more.
Ellie, your language tonight is at an all-time high.
We're going to bleep this out.
Your mom is going to be so mad.
I told you to have these ready.
I had them ready. Said they all got taken. I don't even. Okay.
Please say In-N-Out or something. Please say something else that's been taken.
I can't say White Castle because that's absolutely disgusting.
I've never had it.
It's the worst.
Dave, don't have it.
No, please have it. Actually, please have it this week and come talk about it because I had it for the first time like
a month
ago.
You still have to wait in line?
No.
Okay.
I had it for like the first time like a month ago and it was...
It doesn't look that good.
Dude, it's the worst.
It's overhyped.
The worst. The people who like White Castle are probably all...
Like Canes?
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
Wow.
That's a bold statement.
It is.
All right, Ella, your timer's running
out. You got
5 seconds. I'm going to give you Arby's if you don't say something.
No, don't give me Arby's. McDonald's.
All right.
That's not a bad guess.
I kind of have a fond opinion of McDonald's.
I was going to take McDonald's later.
Really?
All right, Jeff, like final
McDonald's pick. I'm going to go Sonic.
Sonic has good dessert.
I like the tots.
Yeah, that's the only good thing they have there, besides ocean water.
Ethan, what is ocean water?
Ocean water slush.
I had an SMI and it was so good.
Ethan, final pick.
I'm so glad. No, I've got one more, right?
This is it? Third pick?
Third pick? Oh, we're only doing three? Oh, it's fine. I got five guys.
No drive through.
No drive
through. It does have a drive through. I've been to five guys with drive throughs.
Yeah,
where? Not here. Not in Arizona.
I'm going to fight for this one.
No, five guys.
You've been vetoed.
Five guys.
Sorry. Ethan.
You have 5 seconds to make your next pick.
Dang it.
Oh, you took Taco Bell. Okay. The only one left is Wendy's or Portillo's. I'll take.
There's still Arby's.
There's a right answer.
There's still Arby's. There's still Long John Silver's.
Ooh.
I'll take Portillo's.
Portillo's was on my list. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I think Portillo's is too greasy.
Yep.
It's not great. I'm just saying it's not bad.
But like, the cake shakes make up for it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Their cake shakes are good.
So I have one more pick. I'm actually going to take, I never win these things, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to pick Carl's Jr.
I thought about Dairy Queen.
Yeah, food's bad, but you can get dessert there. Oh, you know what? It's too late. I should have said Dutch Bros because there's a drive-thru and you can get food.
I put that
would have got
there.
Me the vote, but I forgot.
But yeah.
I actually like the jalapeno poppers at Carl's Jr.
I also thought about doing Brewster's because we just love their ice cream. We're there like at least once a week, but it's not like fast food.
Other friend of the pod, Kelson Evans.
Yeah, he is.
He works to give you a discount if nobody's looking.
If nobody's looking.
Don't tell anybody I said that.
Brewster's
upper management. Don't listen to this. We were talking about a different Kelson.
We'll beep it out.
All right. So the only thing left is our crappy sons.
Dude.
Wait, I got a sound effect.
I'm ready for it. I wanted a sadder one.
Oh, wait.
Like some. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
So we had so much confidence going up against the Wolves, who we dominated all season.
Dude.
And I fell for my own trap because you're not supposed to buy into the regular season because it doesn't matter. And I was like, we got these guys, dude. They're not as good as us. And they're just kicking our butts.
Well, are they playing that good, or are we just is a combination of being that? They are playing good.
I think their defense has been that impressive.
Correct.
Everybody on the roster is like 100% committed and all in, and that's the difference. Like every single person who plays for them is 100% boxing out, 100% running back full speed, 100% crashing the boards, and we just don't have that.
No.
We have like superstars who can make shots. They haven't yet. Durant had a really good game one.
Sure, he did.
Bill
he
was okay game one. Booker was trash. And then all three of them were kind of mid game two. So I have their stats from game two for funsies. You ready?
Hit me.
Combined, they were 18 for 42, 1 for 9 from 3, and they were a minus 56 together.
That's just the big three?
That's just the big three.
A minus 56 is ridiculous.
Do we even still call them big three anymore after this?
No, as a joke. So I'm good at, I'd like to think I'm good at making fun of myself.
Sure.
And I was tweeting like out the stuff making fun of them, like the video of Booker, like, I don't know how they're going to guard us. Someone like tweeted that, but then had like the stats posted above. I retweeted that.
Oh,
and then the video of Edwards saying, they got Kevin Durant, but we got Jaden McDaniels. And I tweeted that because McDaniels outscored Durant.
Yeah.
They're just owning us. So I had high hopes for this series.
Yeah.
But we also said this is also a team that was down 37-4. So anything can happen. And for the most part all season, we were like, don't expect much. And so I am down. I'm not expecting much. If you want any bright side, 2 years ago, we dominated the Mavs the first two games at home. And then we went to Dallas, lost two. Then we came home one. And then we went to Dallas, lost. And then we lost game seven at home by like 30. So it can happen. You could come back and win, but I wouldn't be expecting it.
Yeah, I don't expect it.
And then when they're done, I can cancel Cox and save some money. So that works for a little bit for everybody. And then who knows what happens next year if we lose?
Hopefully Vogel's gone.
I definitely think Vogel's gone.
Yeah, he's better.
He's just not good.
And he's got to start with getting a haircut. Like, they got to pin him down
and just shave
and just make him commit to being bald.
I've accepted it.
Yeah.
Like, if when you're bald, you're bald.
Yeah. Frank, if you're listening, it's done.
This guy I used to work with always used to say, if Prince Harry's bald, you're going to be bald. Just joking. Like,
exactly.
If that guy can't fix the baldness, there's no cure for it.
Yep, that's it.
And
sure.
I've had people who have like tried stuff and it just never works.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there, or else there would never be a bald person.
Exactly. Every rich guy would have a lot of hair.
Yeah. But there's rich bald people.
Yeah. There's plenty of rich bald people.
I'm just the bald part, but all right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, hopefully with a Suns update if they won two games at home. Or they're gone home, and now we don't care anymore.
Cheeseburgers, church fans, random thoughts, two best friends. Every Monday, tune on in, because Jeff and Dave, we've just began. Dishing stories, serving laughs. Don't panic, now just relax. American cheese is where it's at. Oh yeah, we've got your back.
American Cheese Podcast.